Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills defense set the tone early with 4 sacks in the first half and finished with a season-high 7 as they kept Miami's offense off the scoreboard from start to finish. Buffalo's offense, meanwhile, did more than enough on the offensive side of the ball to help the Bills post their first shutout victory in more than 2 years, 19-0 over the Dolphins.
Defensively, I think they were outstanding. I mean, 2 of 14 on third downs. I mean, held them to a total net yard of 103 yards. Those guys really came and they really played. It was an honor to be on that sideline and watch those guys perform.
It's great. You can kind of see what's going to go on before it happened. All the tendencies that they show, looks a lot clearer than normal. When you got them backed up, you can kind of like have a feel of what's gonna come next. Especially when we were stopping the run game, the way we were stopping the run game today, we can see the passes coming out.
I think early, it was guys winning, and just some base rush stuff, and they got concerned about that and started trying to protect that, and that's when Pett started calling some of our blitzes when they were trying to protect, on the front four rush. So, I think it was a good combination of both.
That was our challenge to the guys this week. It's always tough to stand in front of them, hey, we got nothing to play for. And that's not the case. We've built the foundation from the beginning, but we wanted to finish it. We wanted to have momentum going into next year. And I think the guys really, really took that to heart and said, hey, listen, this is our playoff game. And again, you just look from the view from the sideline today, our guys just looked a step quicker than they did.
Buffalo's defense held Miami to just 2 of 14 on third downs and 103 total net yards, as just one of the Dolphins' 12 possessions lasted more than 5 plays. With Thad Lewis at quarterback, Buffalo gave him great support on the ground with over 200 yards rushing, led by Fred Jackson, who had 111 and a touchdown. The killer drive was a season-long 19-play, 92-yard possession that simply wore Miami out.
I think it was 19 plays, 92 yards. It was big. I really think a lot of it, at certain points in that game, and again, I'm just proud of the conditioning of our team. I thought our guys were able to go out there and just bang, 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 and go down that field. And I thought, that's a credit to the way coaches and the players. They've done a good job. From a conditioning standpoint, I thought we really, really had it. We were going. And I thought that I don't want to take away from the win. It was great.
On the field, it was something we knew we could take advantage of. And after about 4 or 5 plays, we again saw that there was blood in the water, and we tried to attack that. And that's one of the things with this offense being up-tempo like it is and being able to call plays at the line. It gives us an opportunity to take advantage of those things. And we did that very well on that possession, and we were able to move down the field, stay on the field for 17 plays and get some points out of it.
Just got to get credit to the guys up front. They took it personal, and coach challenged them and say, can we wear these guys down? Can we run the football? And, our goal every week is to try to rush for over 200 yards, and we reached that goal this week. And the guys did great up front, and the running backs ran the ball well.
With the win, Buffalo pulled off the season sweep of the Dolphins for the first time since the 2007 season. They now also have an opportunity to finish the year with a winning record in the division for the first time in 6 seasons. But they're going to have to beat the Patriots on the road in New England next Sunday. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.